Hello and welcome to this morning grounding meditation with me, your guide, Melanie Tara. So let's just begin by opening the body, opening the chest. And I invite you, wherever you are, if you're sat on the end of your bed or sat upright in a chair, even if you are still in your bed, if you have pillows behind you, that can feel nice. And it's about just bringing yourself into the body to begin. So let's take a nice, easy breath in, the nose, mouth closed. And let's just sigh it out. And as we sigh it out, stretch the arms up towards the ceiling. And take the arms wherever is most comfortable, but you're opening them in your full range. So they're moving out to the side, but really opening the chest and taking the hands far back behind your shoulders as you can. Another breath in. Arms up to the ceiling again, stretch those fingertips, really letting the whole of the arms lengthen up through the shoulders. Exhaling when it feels good, arms a little bit behind you. Let the exhale flow through. One more time. Breath in. Arms to the ceiling. And this time, if it feels okay and good, just letting the chin and the jawline lift up to the ceiling as you exhale. And then let the mouth stretch wide, letting the arms relax by your side, but let the jaw stretch and make wow sounds, movements. Might, as you're breathing in and out, you'll hear that whispery wow sound. And just feeling now the shoulders, some shoulder rolls as we wake up the body together. And if it feels good, we're going to just let the arm come over the head, the other hand down, whichever one you like. Resting with one hand and the other is stretching to the ceiling. We're just opening the sides of the rib cage now. And as you exhale, nice long arm, stretching the fingertips, just feeling, imagining the length of the spine. Another inhale. Chase a yawn if it comes as you exhale. Just using the weight of wherever you're sat, however you are. Another inhale last time. Feeling the length of the spine as you exhale. Come back to the center, a few more shoulder rolls. And as we do slow shoulder rolls, just begin to lower the chin towards the chest. Really enjoy big, slow movements. The whole arms should come into that. Lovely. Now let's inhale the other way. Long arm, rest the other arm down where it's comfortable to support your balance, comfort. As you exhale, really feel the whole of the spine. You may notice the back of the heart space. One more breath in when you're ready. Exhale. Last breath in. In this position with the long arm, keep lengthening. It's a little bit of a workout. As you exhale, feeling the heat, the warmth perhaps, and then letting the arm relax. Final shoulder rolls, nice and slow. Keep feeling that belly. Maybe take one hand to your chest, to your heart. And as you exhale, imagine your breath is going to the back of your heart. Welcome a sigh if it wants to come. Let's just do another mouth. Jaw stretching with wow, wow. And let that widening really stretch the jaw. Feeling the sides of the lips, the mouth tightening, getting that lovely tissue, blood flow. And just releasing any residue tension from the mouth, the jaw, from the night. If you're anything like me, this can feel really good. So, as we come into this, settling into the body, the space within the body, I invite you now to really notice the root of your body. And as you feel that sense of energy moving through the body, even if it feels slow energy, just that little bit of awakening of the body from stretching is an energy. And so we're just going to let your breath find its own rhythm. We're going to move into the space around you for a few moments. So I want to guide you into this next part of this visualization, and it's a profound and powerful practice. We're going to just feel and sense that outside edge of our own space. And the word edge is wonderful. We're using this word edge to feel its quality that feels right, where you feel good inside it. And we can ground and use the breath to relax inside of that, where the world is going on around us, nothing for us to do. We're just letting that happen. It's a benevolent honoring of what is around. And at the same time, inside of this wonderful edge, our lovely space within and around our body feels good inside this containing edge. And so our mind loves images. And I wonder what it would be like to ask your mind, invite it to create or give you an idea of something that feels good. And whatever you find you're shown or you sense feels right for you, then play with that and try it on. For me, sometimes it feels like a wonderful sort of spaceship feeling of like a thick metal and windows, and feels comfortable and spacious inside. I can see out, there's little doors, things can come in and out if I want them to. And that's the idea. We're creating an energy field where if something is for us to take a look at or somebody connects with us, we then get to decide what it's about. Is it about us? If not, it can go back outside again, and it can feel really good to experience that, actually. And so just taking a moment to feel your body in the center with this edge that you're going to create, or if you have a sense of something already, and you're just trying it on, feeling a sense of what it can be like inside. Maybe you have a cozy chair, as the image comes to mind within this a little bubble if you like. But it feels strong enough for things to not just suddenly enter. It feels good. There's a solidity in there. And that's what we're bringing. A sense of the body, the rooted feeling through the lower belly as we breathe. This wonderful edge, giving it shape, form. And I invite you to try it on throughout the day. As you walk through a doorway, just kind of tap your arm or your leg. Just a reminder of, the doorway, where's my edge now? It can feel really good. Just bringing that sense of a strengthening. And also, as you walk through the door, an anchoring too, of my own body and space can return, it can reground in this moment. Returning back to me, to what's here with me, unapologetically, just being with yourself, even with things going on around you. So just check in again, and just sense it. You may see something in your mind, but it may just be imagining. It's like an imaginarium playground in your mind. Maybe you see your body in front of you like a movie in your mind, and then you see the edge all the way around you, 360 degrees, and picture it that way like an illustration in front of you. You get a feel for that. And that beauty of things come in, if you wish them to take a look at. And if not, they just easily go back out through the edge. And then from that, there is this wonderful sense of grounding. Being fully inside that. With you. And for you. And so, just letting your body, just a breath in and out when it feels good, in this gentle activation of that self-autonomy, that gentle authority and power of you taking care of you. Even in moments where you may be taking care of something else with other people. And so let's just take the arms above our head, stretching, just feeling the body in this new day. And thank your body, one hand on your heart, just thanking the body, thanking your own devotional practice being here. And as always, go gently, go lightly, till next time.